From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon.
My neighbor's garage blew away, and on that time we still got electricity, but when this garage blew away, took off all the cables, and it was terrible.
It was terrible. Electrical cable lines blown down, strewn on the ground, no power. And then there was this man who lost the first floor of his home.
Downstairs is gone. Downstairs is completely underwater. But yeah, I mean, there ain't no way. It's probably going to take about 2-3 days.
Those people were in the path of Hurricane Ike, and it was a rough place to be. Ferocious winds and pelting rains accompanied the storm as it arrived at Galveston, Texas, early this morning. It then moved on to Houston, where NPR's Mandalit Del Barca witnessed Ike's full fury.
The storm is said to have been as big as Texas itself, and as you know, President Bush has declared a major disaster in the state, and he's ordered immediate federal aid. The oil refineries around Texas are closed, and that's likely to mean less gas at the pumps across the country. But here in Texas, homes and buildings and roads are flooded, especially along the Gulf Coast, and 22% of the entire state is without power. Here's Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff talking to reporters today.
One of the critical challenges we're going to have is power, and the state is working very hard with the energy companies to get that power up as quickly as possible. Once that happens, it'll make it easier to conduct recovery operations.
So that was the Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff talking about recovery operations. With so many people staying behind, what do those recovery operations look like? Who have you talked to?
Well, the Coast Guard and the National Guard is here. They're helping state and local rescue crews, and they continue to go out in trucks and helicopters and boats searching out people to rescue thousands of people who did not leave their homes despite the mandatory evacuations. The search and rescue crews are trying to help them by water and air. And as they continue to find people on rooftops and attics and their pets, FEMA teams are just beginning to assess the damage. The recovery has just begun, but the storm isn't over yet.
Thank you very much, NPR's Mandalit Del Barca in Houston.